You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Ag Progress Days. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In August, we gathered stories about farm life at the Pasto Agricultural Museum at Ag Progress Days outside of State College. Today, Dana D. Miller Boyle talks about her great-grandfather's farm, which he called Fairyland Farms, and which often hosted country western singers who later became stars.
I just wanted to let you folks know about a little history back here in a little county of Carbon County where it all started. My great-grandfather, Robert P. Deal, back in the 1920s, he started a farm which he called Fairyland Farms. And the reason why he called it Fairyland Farms is because he liked all these little fairy tales, like the Three Little Pigs and, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb, and he had a great love for music and a great love for all these little nursery rhymes. And back in that time, he put up one barn and he bought himself some dairy cattle. And then he decided to hop on his bicycle and ride his bicycle actually out here to Penn State University, which is approximately 135 miles away from our home, which is in Lehighton, Pennsylvania. And he learned about dairy husbandry, went back home, and believe it or not, like 10 years later, he became a master farmer for Pennsylvania with the dairy industry. The farm, which he started with one barn, turned into 14 barns. Well, not only did he have two barns full of cows, which there were like 60 in each barn, he had 10,000 turkeys, 3,000 pigs, 200 horses, and many other little odds and ends of livestock along the way, like some donkeys and whatnot. And as a little girl growing up, obviously we had several chores on the farm. I never really got to do anything else but work on the farm when I was a kid. As soon as I get home from school, you had to go out, gather the eggs, and you had to go feed your ponies, and I was in 4-H. Our family's a big 4-H family, strong 4-H family. I had hogs and steers that I showed. And I mentioned before about having a love for music. We even had country western singers there. We had a stage. It was called the Pavilion, where some of these country and western singers came from near and far. Actually, a couple that became famous, Bill Monroe was there when he was a nobody. June Carter from the Carter family that was married to Johnny Cash, she was 13 years old when she sang on the stage there at our family farm. And Tex Ritter, he was another country western singer that was there when he was actually a nobody. And the farm is still running today. I have like so many great memories, and I actually live in my great-grandparents' house this day. My husband and I live there. My great-grandmother always said, be nice to people. And I think from working with your family sticking together, you have good morals. And I think that's why I am the way I am. You know, the pride and country living, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Dana D. Miller Boyle. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/radio. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.